My talk is remote barcode injection. First of all, I have to say I'm only talking about one particular kind of barcode scanners, laser barcode scanners for one-dimensional barcodes, the classical ones. So how do these scanners work? They basically have a laser which is moving very quickly, and it's measuring the reflectance of the surface. So if the laser hits a black bar, there's less reflectance, less brightness. If it hits a white area, there's more reflectance, so more light. So our idea was that we could just use a flashing light to simulate a barcode read. So no physical barcode present, but just flashing light, and the barcode scanner will think there was a barcode, even if there was no barcode at all. Our first approach was to use a simple red LED and pointing it at the scanner, and we were seeing what happened. We had quite bad results. It was only working for several centimeters, maybe 2 or 3 centimeters, 1 or 2 inches. We wanted to increase the distance. We wanted to inject barcodes from a larger distance. So what we were doing is just we increased the energy. We ended up with this prototype here. It consists of a battery pack, 21 ultra-high power LEDs, light-emitting diodes. This is infrared, so the beam is invisible. And we got surprisingly good results. We were able, with this device, to inject barcodes from a distance of about 2 to 4 meters. We were actually testing it also in some supermarket stores. In one case, we were even able to trigger the scanner from outside the shop through the window. Because it's only light, so infrared light, it's of course possible to extend it to any range depending on the sender you got. But of course, especially with infrared light, you have to take care that you do not exceed dangerous levels for the human eye, because this light is invisible and you have no eye reflex.